From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Oral arguments at the Supreme Court today about the largest oil spill in American history. Almost two decades ago, the Exxon Valdez hit Bly Reef off the coast of Alaska. A jury later awarded 32,000 fishermen, landowners, and Native Alaskans $5 billion in punitive damages. It's about $75,000 per person. After two appeals and a dozen years, that amount was knocked down to $2.5 billion. But at the Supreme Court today, Exxon argued it should not have to pay any punitive damages. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
About three dozen Alaskan fishermen slept through the night on the Supreme Court plaza to make sure they would get into today's arguments. The feelings in Alaska are about as bitter as the cold night air was. Some, like former fisherman Ricky Ott, even brought with them some of the filth that still mars their beaches.
Here's what Exxon calls clean. This was from 17 years after the spill in 2006.
Others like Cliff Ward brought their complaints of a ruined fishing industry.
We haven't had a commercial herring season for 12 years.
Exxon's lawyers and officers did not come to the microphones on the Supreme Court steps today. Lawyers for the fishermen did. One of them, Brian O'Neill, said Exxon has paid no more than an innocent spiller would.
When somebody puts a drunk in charge of a supertanker and that person isn't punished, people lose faith in the justice system, and that's a terrible, terrible thing.
The drunk in this case was the captain of the Exxon Valdez, Joseph Hazelwood. The lower courts found that Exxon knew for 3 years that he was drinking on the job. Inside the courtroom, Exxon's lawyer, Walter Dellinger, called the oil spill a terrible tragedy, but he pointed out that Exxon has paid a total of $3.4 billion already, most of it in cleanup costs and the rest in civil and criminal fines and compensation. Exxon, he contended, should pay no more. A shipowner should not have to pay punitive damages for the actions of a captain unless the corporation ordered or ratified the captain's wrongdoing. Chief Justice Roberts, companies only act through individuals, so it has to be a certain level of employee in the company. How do you draw the line between the CEO and the cabin boy? And I would suspect, just instinctively, that somebody driving one of these huge tankers is a lot closer to the CEO than the cabin boy. Justice Souter, why should there be a distinction between liability for corporations generally and liability for maritime corporations? After all, in modern times, these ships are in constant communication with land. They're not, as they were centuries ago, a floating world of their own. Answer, commerce on the high seas is more risky. Moreover, said Dellinger, the Federal Clean Water Act provides all the punishment that's permitted, and it preempts any private damage action. Justice Ginsburg interjected that Exxon hadn't even raised that argument until 13 months after the jury verdict. Under what federal rule are you allowed to do that, she asked. Dellinger cited a variety of rules, but on each, Justice Ginsburg, known as the Queen of Civil Procedure Rules, slapped him down hard. As Dellinger's time slipped away, Justice Scalia came to the rescue. You said you have other arguments? Dellinger grabbed the lifeline. When you look to the $3.4 billion already paid out by Exxon, he said, there's no need to add on punitive damages. Exxon gained nothing and has already paid dearly. Next up at the lectern was Jeffrey Fisher, representing the Alaskan plaintiffs. He said Exxon is responsible for Captain Hazelwood's actions, first, because a captain, according to Exxon's internal documents, is in charge of a business unit, and as such was responsible for all aspects of the ship, including safety. Chief Justice Roberts, would the corporation be liable to pay punitive damages for a drunk lookout? Answer, no, because he was not responsible for an aspect of the corporation. Justice Scalia, well, a janitor is responsible for an aspect. The question is how high up a person is, and I doubt a captain is high up enough. Justice Kennedy, here the corporation had a policy against navigating a vessel while intoxicated. Answer, Exxon had a paper policy on alcohol use, but didn't enforce it. Chief Justice Roberts, if a company has a policy, I don't see what more it can do. Answer, if the question is whether the company enforced its policy, we will rest on the record. We had 33 instances of Exxon employees drinking with Hazelwood, and the Court of Appeals found the corporation knew for 3 years he was drinking on the job. Justice Kennedy, isn't the question, though, whether punitive damages are necessary here to deter? Answer, the penalties to date apparently have not deterred Exxon. It fired Captain Hazelwood, but everyone else in the chain of command was retained and got bonuses. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.